Ah, it's Deprogrammed. My name is Justin Wilson, and I am your man of science for today. I'll open it later. I have it in my hand. It's cherry lime. It's a naturally flavored energy drink. 16 fluid ounces. And it makes me so happy. It's even the new can. Today we're going to be talking about Bruno Mars. I bet you didn't think you'd ever hear me say that. So, ha. A little bit of trickery out in the front. Hey, if you like me, and you like this show, you like all the things that I do, check out patreon.com/ohhijustin, because I want to do more for you. I'm posting episodes of Deprogrammed there. I'm posting episodes of WrestlePals there. I'm posting These Ghouls demos there. So if you get in at the $1 level, you get all of that. And, there's going to be more stuff to come as we get there. Also, you can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. All that being said, we are talking about Bruno Mars today and my esteemed panel. I'm going to start here because we're in Keith's man cave here.
Yes. Yes, you are.
And firstly, welcome back to the show. This is the first time you've done the show since its relaunch.
Yes. Deprogrammed V2.
V2, which is very much like V1, only, without the headache.
That's really the key.
Yeah. There's no headache, and we get to do it for fun now. And we get to talk about bands that we like, and like I said, today's Bruno Mars. But
I'm glad it's back. I missed it. I missed you, Justin.
That's
as heartfelt as I'm getting today.
Yes. Keep it in your pants, Keith.
I'm not wearing pants.
Also joined by Brian Lewis.
Yeah.
I feel like I just seen you.
I know. It was...
We did the Twilight Singers.
Yeah, did we do it like last week? How many times am I on the show? I need to get a life.
Deprogrammed is life, my friend.
That is true.
Really excited to be talking about Bruno today. Keith, you're actually the one who put Bruno up there. Like,
really?
Yeah.
I don't remember. It's been so long.
You surprised me. You randomly one day said, hey, what about Bruno Mars? And I was like, all right, I'm into that. Let's do that.
Yeah, I got into Bruno Mars kind of, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm in the minority. Maybe I'm not. But his Super Bowl performance back in 2014.
That was a great performance.
I had heard the name, hadn't really listened to much of his music, and then I saw his show, and it was very much reminiscent of that old James Brown style, that old R&B. And I was like, you know what? I like this guy. Yeah. Give me all your albums. So that's what I did.
That's funny is I never, I always heard like a slight, I basically only heard his radio stuff.
Yeah.
Before diving in here. And I always heard that, that Michael Jackson voice mostly. Mm-hmm. And, that was always what I compared him to until listening to the rest of his discography. And then, there's like a lot of funky stuff in there. And I was like, I didn't see this coming. Yeah. I actually really enjoyed it. I mean, it didn't take long. Like, he's got three albums, so it didn't take long to breeze through. But so you saw him at the Super Bowl, and that's...
On TV. I wasn't at the Super Bowl.
Oh, right.
Just so no one gets confused that thinks I'm some baller that can make it to Super Bowls. I watched it on TV. Like, you mentioned the Michael Jackson thing. Yeah, that's another influence you definitely saw in that show.
Yeah.
That and James Brown. And the Red Hot Chili Peppers were there, too, so...
Yeah, unfortunately. Let's move past that, please.
But Keith's the one who put him up, and Bruno sat up there for, I don't know, he's been up there for a good year. And when we were doing the Twilight Singers, you sat with me afterwards, and we were like just looking at the list, and you said, Bruno Mars, I'm in for that.
Yeah, I love Bruno Mars. Ever since his first album, I'm not trying to be cooler than you guys or anything, but he guested on a couple songs I really liked, and then his album came out, and I enjoyed it. And then his second record came out, and I was like, this guy is taking on the mantle of Michael Jackson and Prince right now.
Yeah.
Like, he's the modern day amalgamation. It's like they had a child.
What's funny is...
I love that guy.
I don't know that we'll ever have another, like, king of pop the way Michael Jackson was.
No. We wouldn't have another Prince either, but, I mean...
We'll just never have another Prince, period.
Yeah.
Like, just that's never going to happen again. But, like...
Is Prince on the list?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm in for that. For sure.
Like, everybody is. So
I'm coming dressed up as Bruno Mars.
It's going to be a 20-man panel. but Bruno is close. like sound wise, the one thing I found difficult going through the it's three albums. It came out to 31 songs, something like that. It's not a lot, but there's nothing. There's a lot of great tunes. Don't get me wrong, but there's nothing iconic yet. There's nothing. See, and you know, this is Michael had the advantage of being in the Jackson 5 first. Like he was in the public eye and writing music already, and you know, then you know he's out on his own and he's this big thing. Whereas Bruno just kind of came into it, unless there's something I don't know about Bruno.
Well, who was he? Brian, you said he was in on a few songs. So who was he with?
He guested on, I think it was a B.O.B. song.
Okay,
that he wrote. I believe he wrote it. There was something else he did. Usually I'm more prepared and know it all about everything, but
we'll forgive you.
Yeah, you are forgiven, sir. Deprogrammed forgives.
Nah,
let it never be said.
But I agree in the sense that like you can never make another Thriller, right?
Right.
But I think that his second record, Unorthodox Jukebox, is every bit as great as that album is in modern times.
Yeah. I had a lot of hard times trying to scratch any songs from that list.
Yeah.
That CD.
My list started with that entire album, and then I just said it's a bump song.
What's funny is I'm interested to see what you guys thought of 24 Karat Magic. Now, 24 Karat Magic, unlike his other stuff, is very... Like the first two albums, it's like he sounds like X, Y, and Z, like his voice. 24 Karat Magic is very much a 90s throwback. Like it's
more of that old school hip hop.
Yeah, which I dug. Like I really dug what he laid down in 24 Karat Magic. And again, like it's like a
funkier Teddy Riley production. You know? Yeah.
I'm interested to see where he goes next, to be sure. And Bruno is 100% on my radar now. Like there are tunes that came up in this that I'm going to bump a lot. I think it took like all of 2 hours to listen to, so like it was a walk and a half, and I blasted through his whole. I was like, I want more. There's no more. This sucks.
Yeah.
Do we know if he's got a next album? I mean, I imagine he's gonna put one out eventually, but I mean, we haven't heard anything, have we?
24 Karat Magic was 2016.
Yeah, correct.
And then the Finesse remix with Cardi B came out last year, so I imagine that. Either sometime this year or early last year. As a pop musician, you have to be out every 2 years. You have to.
Three at the most.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
It was 4 years between Unorthodox Jukebox and 24 Karat Magic.
Yeah.
Mm.
But that's also when he did the Super Bowl performance.
True.
And he had a lot
of. Still
he and he wrote that album for a long time because he could.
Right.
So.
And he had the Mark Ronson thing too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which.
I'm glad you included that, by the way.
Okay. I'm glad you saw that. That was actually Keith's idea.
Yeah.
And, you know. We'll get to that when we get to the game part. Now, this being said, for a change of pace, because it's only 31 songs, we did 20 initially, and Brian's like, man, it's going to be too easy if we do that.
Yeah.
Let's cut another five. And I was like, okay, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I will.
Yeah.
And so we're only bringing 15 today, and I guess with that being said, the name of the game is Deprogrammed. And again, today's artist is Bruno Mars. The panel, the three of us, have each brought 15 songs today that we're going to try to mash together and make a top 10 starter kit of Bruno Mars songs. That being said, I don't think it's going to be that hard to get people into Bruno. Like, if you can get past the radio stuff, which the radio stuff is great, by the way.
This is going to be a different list for me, you knowing me and my lists.
Yeah.
Usually I cut singles out of everything. I can't do that.
They're great.
They're great.
They're great. And I guess what I needed was for them to be away from the radio format, because not necessarily just listening to them within the album, but like just listening to them in the buds instead of like amongst other pop songs that I hate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
just
the radio format, like it kind
of sucks now.
Song after song after song of garbage. Then like
until the playlist repeats.
Yeah. And so it's like, all right, well, whatever.
There is a song I refuse to put on this list, and it's because I heard it every on the hour, every hour.
And it was I'll be interested to see if it's the same one I left out. Because there are a couple radio songs that I left out for that reason. But most of the radio songs, I was like, nah, man, this is in. This is good. This is great. I'm not going to pass that. Now, that being said, time to play the game. I'm going to come out hot. I've been singing it since I got here. I listened to it two or three times on the way over. Keith and I listened to a little bit of it earlier. Yep. I'm going finesse. I'm going with the
album cover, the album version, or
I'm going with the one with Cardi B. I think if you guys have album version, I don't think that matters. I'm going with the Cardi B one just because Cardi B is so hot right now.
I have the album version, so yeah, I have that song.
See,
I have the album version. I mean, either way, I liked both of them. I just kind of counted it all as one.
Yeah,
honestly.
Yeah, and that's the way I looked at it. Like
I just wanted to get to Bruno quicker. That's
that's really the only difference is Cardi's at the front of Finesse the remix,
it's
and
like,
then at the back of
it's
it.
Like Rihanna's Umbrella and Jay-Z.
Yeah,
like, yeah.
Jay-Z's barely in it. All right, so one down and one in. I'm gonna slide this over here now. All right, so I think what we'll do is we'll go over to Keith and then Brian. So,
all right.
Keith?
I'm going to start with some easy stuff. Uptown Funk.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I can listen to that song every day and never get tired of it.
I don't have it, but I know. It's
You're honest. Fucking up. Like, you're fucking
We're
up.
We're off to a rough start here.
But I'm glad that Keith brought it in because I love that song.
I didn't think it wasn't. And I was like, man, I really wish he would include songs that he wrote for other artists.
It was such a big thing when it came out. Yeah. When it came out, I was listening to it 24/7 because I dug it.
It is a James Brown song.
It is. Yeah. And that's what I love about it. Now, the only reason, I'm going to tell you right now, the only reason that it didn't make it in for me, and so like if we don't get all 10 on the rounds, and
it's going
it'll go in.
I don't care what you say.
But
mutiny, motherfucker.
Literally the only reason it didn't make my 15 was because I didn't get a chance to listen to it.
I mean, we can pull it up.
Wait, what?
I know it, but I didn't get to listen to it in context.
Do we need to pull it up?
No, I mean, look, here's what I'm saying. Is in the second round, we don't even have to discuss it. It's in.
I'm listening to it right now. I don't even know what we're doing on the show.
All right, Brian.
All right. One of my favorite songs of his of all time. Opening track. I know you're a fan of opening tracks there, Mr. Wilson.
That's right.
Young Girls.
Got it.
Oh.
Love that song.
Why did I cut that?
I do too.
I definitely don't have it.
Yeah. I think I've actually got all the, I mean, not to spoil it too soon, but I think I've got the opening tracks for all three albums.
Oh, wow.
I believe I do as well.
All right. Well, then that being said, so Young Girls, I don't have it, but it's in the convo. You guys have it.
See, I, you know what? I like that you're here, Justin. I mean, because it's your show. But I think like Brian and I are going to agree on a lot of stuff, and you're going to be that kind of outside perspective.
Well, again,
and I like that.
I'm the new year. Like, that's the way it almost always works. Is
we'll beat you into submission.
Everyone needs a stick in the mud, and that's going to be you.
So. but the reality is, you know, and I felt this way with Twilight Singers, and I felt this way with Chevelle. I don't think there's wrong answers. Other than the one tune that I hope doesn't get brought up.
I hope it's the same one that you have, too.
Yeah. All right. So, and I'm going to go ahead and steal, since Keith just said, I'm going to play off that. 24 Karat Magic.
I've got it.
Yep.
It's an amazing track one. It's a great tone setter. It's kind of funky.
It sets up the tone for the whole record.
Yeah, and it's fun. It's playful. I found out it's a single, and it didn't change my opinion of it at all. I was like, all right, well, I don't care. It's fun. I like it. And, you know, I think I listened to 24 Karat Magic first, so it was the first song I heard.
It was first in your list that you gave us. It was like that that album was first, and then...
So, like, when I hit play on that walk, it was the first thing I heard.
Well, okay, now I have a question just to kind of get to the behind-the-scenes stuff. How do you guys listen to it? Whenever you do the songs, like when I've been on the Deprogram before, I always listen to the albums chronologically.
It just depends.
Me too.
Yeah. I usually do. I didn't even put it in backwards order either, I think. Mm-hmm. I think I put 24 Karat Magic, then Doo-Wops,
right.
And then...
Yeah. Yeah.
So I didn't even put them in the right backwards order.
Yeah, that's exactly what you did.
So I just kind of I was like, all right, well, here's a Bruno, here's Bruno, here's Bruno. And
that
then
just
I
shows just that you're sticking the mud. That's why.
And this time I just hit play. So I was like, all right, well, let's go. All right, Keith.
Let's see.
I have a feeling this won't be a very long episode.
No.
We haven't hit anything from doo-wop yet, so I'll do Runaway Baby.
Yeah, I got it.
Nope,
don't
no
got
Brian.
It.
All right. Man.
All right. Interesting.
The song I put on there is kind of like a jokey song, but I like that. I'll tell you why I like it. Okay. That I put on list instead of that song.
All right.
So,
Brian, it is your turn, good sir.
I guess I'll just bring that song up right now then. The song that I put on there in place of that song is Moonshine, and here's why.
Okay.
It's not my favorite song at all, but it sounds like Don Johnson's heartbeat. Heartbeat! It's almost the same chorus, and it makes me love it, so I put it on there as like my number 15. So.
You know what's funny is that that made my first 20. Like if we were doing 20, that would have...
Same. It got struck when we knocked it down to 15.
Yep.
But next time you listen to it, think of Don Johnson. That's all I'm saying.
All right, I can do that. All right. Dun 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 dun. We've been talking a lot about funk. I got to throw this one out there. Perm.
I got it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That's
That's a great song.
That's actually my number one song from that album.
That's like Cocky James Brown song. That's it's so good.
Yeah.
That was where, because you know, obviously I knew he had the funk in him from Uptown Funk, but listening to that coming off the back of 24 Karat Magic, I'm like, what can't this guy do? This is great. Oh my god.
It's my birthday. No, it's not.
Yeah, right. that made me so happy. So put some perm on your attitude. Oh, I had a blast with that. All right, Keith.
Let's see. When I Was Your Man, let's slow it down a little
bit.
Yeah,
man.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah.
I could make a case that has the ability to be an iconic Bruno song, but some time needs to get away from it. Just listening to it, like I was walking today, actually, when I was walking today, and I was just like, you know, there's not much to it. And I think that's why, like, it doesn't stand out, but like you listen to what he's singing and like, I think that one's going to stand the test of time. Like that's going to be like a song you point to when you want to talk about Bruno. All right, Brian, man, we already got four in, by the way.
All right. Let's go.
Short day at the shop today, fellas.
I guess I'll go to doo-wops on this one. Opening track. Still, I don't care how many times I've heard the song on the radio. I love it. Grenade.
I've got it.
I don't. It was one of my 20.
Yeah.
And then
such a great song.
I think that one fell victim to radio. I was just like,
fair.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, it's not the one.
Yeah.
But yeah, I heard it on the radio the first time. And when I was listening to it through, I was like, this is a way better song than I was giving it credit for. And then when I was coming back through, I was like, is this one of the 15, though? I don't know.
I don't know if you're aware, but I have a lot of terrible ex-girlfriends. So I really like
actually,
this, so.
I'm way more aware.
I don't think you've heard anything about it.
I'm way more aware than I should be, probably. All right. And dun, 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 dun. So we got a lot of 24 Karat Magic is already through. All right. I'll go unorthodox here then. Gorilla.
Absolutely.
Got it.
Nice. Yep. You and me were fucking like gorillas.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And that's another thing I love about this guy. He's not afraid to write a dirty pop song.
Yeah.
Like it was always funny to be like 90s R&B. It was like they were trying to be really subtle with their metaphor. Not really subtle, but they were trying to not say fucking.
Yeah.
And they were just like, but we know what the song's about. He's just like, nah, this song's about fucking.
Well, I like how he builds to the fucking too.
Yeah.
Because it's making love like the rest of the song, basically. And then like he throws it out at the last time. We're fucking like gorillas.
Yeah.
It's like, huh? Oh, well, yeah, no shit. That's what you were talking about the whole time. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 5 through already, guys. We are blazing through this. All right, Keith?
Well, since we're talking...
Can we do a 30-minute show here? That would be nuts.
We're at 20 minutes right now.
That's what I'm saying.
We might be be able to knock this out. Sticking with the ex-girlfriend thing, let's go Natalie.
Yep. Yep.
Hard cut. I mean, all right. These are hard cuts for me.
Yeah. You know, we
but
say
you got it, Justin?
I got it, yeah.
Okay, so.
What is it? She took my money and ran.
Yeah.
She's probably sitting somewhere thinking it's funny. Oh, that's good. That's one of the ones where it's like the focus is on his voice, too. All right, Brian?
Again, I don't care how many times I've heard this song. Just the Way You Are.
Yep.
I don't have it.
I like both songs with that title.
Both Billy Joel and Bruno Mars.
At least as far as we know, Bruno Mars has not drove into anybody's house, right?
I don't think so. Not yet.
Not yet. He has plenty of time.
Yeah. I mean, Billy Joel didn't do that for a long time, so he's got a lot of driving drunk into somebody's house time.
Yep. So. No, I wanted to deny just for the same reason. Like, I'd heard it so many times, I wanted to deny Just the Way You Are, but, like, listening to it, it's like it's sweet, it's different. Like, it's not like most of his other stuff. I dig it. All right. My turn, right?
Yes, sir.
I don't think I've played anything from doo-wops yet. You know what? Those are two of my least favorites, so I'll wait. Go with another kind of dirty song. Versace on the Floor.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
It's on mine.
It was part of the 20, but didn't get the cut.
It barely made the cut because it's very much like a Michael Jackson song.
Yes. Yeah.
Like the guitar in it.
The beat. What is the line? I love that dress, baby, but you're not going to need it anymore. Versace on the Floor. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, I dig it. All right, Keith.
Marry You.
Oh, man.
Nothing.
No. Hard cut.
No. That was... No, it didn't. I love that one, though. Actually, because that's another one of those songs I didn't want to give credit for. I mean, it didn't make my 20, but listening to it, I'm like, why didn't I like this again?
Yeah.
This is actually really good. And actually, when I heard it, I thought of you, which is funny.
Interesting. Okay. Because
we're going to get married.
All right.
All right, Brian. All right. I just want to marry Keith. What's the problem?
This song to totally me is illegal. Like P-Funk, James Brown, Prince, Treasure.
Yep.
It didn't make my... It didn't make that 15 cut, unfortunately.
Is that the way the keys sound on that song?
Mm-hmm. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4. Again, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's,
you know, we've got a lot of. Yep. Let's see, what 1, 2, 3, 8 almost.
I think there's only been like one or two just complete whiffs too.
Marry You and Moonshine, right? Two whiffs.
We're gonna have to like figure out what songs to take off the top 10 of this one.
Yes, probably. Let's see. I only have 5 left.
I only have hold on. I have 3 songs left because all of mine I've gone through or Moonshine bombed completely.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
I've got 5 left.
All right.
Well, I've got kind of 6 because there are 2 songs on I'll talk about next my next round. I don't want to steal your turn, Justin.
All right. I don't know which one to play, though. I'll go with If I Knew.
Nope.
That's all right. This is the time to miss them, I think, because...
We got the easy ones out of the way.
Yeah. I would say if you knew, you wouldn't put that song on.
All right, Keith.
Okay, this is there were 2 songs on Doo Wop and Hooligans that I liked. They were on the list, but then I realized listening back through, they're both very Jack Johnson-y, so they could basically take place for the other.
I already know where we're going with this.
Lazy Song or Count on Me?
Lazy Song is on my list.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't have either.
Really?
Right. Yep.
All right, so I'll strike Count on Me, and we'll hold on to Lazy Song.
Lazy Song is so, like, stupid good. Like,
yeah,
it's just a dumb song, but it's fun.
Lazy Song, I think I just heard it too many times on the radio, actually.
Was that a single?
I mean, at one point, because that's the only way I would have heard it before that.
See, I think this benefited me. I stopped listening to the radio years ago, you know.
Well, every time I get in the car, my wife's got 94.9 on.
Okay.
It's like, ugh.
Fair enough.
All right, Brian?
All right. Okay, finish up my run of 24 Karat Magic. Chunky.
Mm,
didn't make the... Last round of cuts.
That definitely
had it there, but then the 15,
yep.
It got cut.
See, I'm glad I suggested that, because this would have been a 15-minute episode.
Yeah, right? All right. Too Good to Say Goodbye.
Nope.
I got it.
All right. This combo is going to be difficult. I can already tell. All right, Keith?
I'll wrap up, because you just wrapped up 24 Karat Magic for me. I'll wrap up Doo-Wops for me. The Other Side.
Nope. That one was...
It was my number 16, 17.
Right? Yeah. That was, yep. Same here, actually. It made the 20 and then got cut. All right. So, Brian?
This is my last one, because everything's already been mentioned. If not... I don't care how many times I've heard this song. I fucking hate The Police, the band. I want to clarify, I'm not trying to get him in trouble.
Yeah.
The band, The Police, but he wrote a better Police song than The Police.
Yeah, he did.
With Locked Out of Heaven.
I had that all the way
up. I have it.
It was like 16.
Yeah? Yep. I don't care how many times I've heard it. It never gets old for me.
Yep. I got it.
You make me feel like I'm knocked out of heaven. So... All right, so
I've only got one more.
You've only got one more?
All right, done. I'll see.
And I already know that mine is not going to hit you because you don't have anything from Doo-Wop, do you?
Nah.
All right, so I'm just going to clear mine out.
Go for it.
Just so you guys know what I had. Our First Time, Straight Up and Down, and Talking to the Moon. And I bet you if I would have re-listened, I guarantee you Talking to the Moon wouldn't have made it had I listened to Uptown Funk.
Straight Up and Down almost made it to the 20.
Same, but... yeah.
Archive list. All right. What was your
last one? I have is Moneymaker Smile.
I had that. It was like number 21, I think. So, all right. So the five that are already in: Finesse, 24 Karat Magic, Perm, When I Was Your Man, and Gorilla. All right. And
if you're not a fan after those five songs, then
I know
you're fucking up. Man.
You're wrong. I'm all for just going ahead and
Uptown Funk has to be.
Yeah,
on this list.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm all for it.
So can I mention the song that I loathe because I hear it so much? It's probably the same one. That's What I Like.
Yep.
I would love this song if I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
I heard it 24 times in one day. I guess it's a coincidence. But they would play it on the hour every hour. I was at work and like the kid in the kitchen they had that playing and I was like, I fucking hate this song.
Yeah.
I really do.
And what's funny is every time I hear it, I think of there's a Kanye song where it's, he got a light-skinned girl look like Michael Jackson, got a dark-skinned girl look, like Mike.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know something about
it. And every time I hear it, I think of that. But I've heard it so many times. But yeah, that was absolutely the one that I kept out because I was just like, nah, man, no.
Out of all these singles and how many times I've heard them all, that's the only one that I'm like, I never want to hear that song again.
Yep. All right. Interesting. So we've got six through. Now, we've got nothing from Doo-Wops through. So let's start there. The four that got through are Just the Way You Are, The Lazy Song, Runaway Baby, and Grenade.
I had three of those, so.
I had two.
Either Grenade or Just the Way You Are. I would say Grenade's a more...
Because
I would say that When I Was Your Man is a better ballad,
yeah.
And Just the Way You Are is a ballad, so I would say keep that one and go with Grenade.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, actually. So, and then do we want to take...
Runaway Baby, Lazy Song?
One or the other, or take one now and then go through the rest and see?
Well, we've got, what, three from 24 Karat,
right.
Two from Unorthodox, and one from Doo-Wop.
Right. So, actually, let's do this. Let me move Unorthodox up here, because we've got four in the combo for that. So, we're definitely not taking all four. We've got Young Girls, Treasure, Locked Out of Heaven, and Natalie.
I got thrown on a gauntlet for Young Girls. Obviously, it's like my favorite.
So. I'm okay with that, because that would mean we'd have all three opening tracks from the albums.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
You know how I feel about opening tracks. So, let's put that one in.
There we go.
All right. And do we want to take one more of those? Treasure, Locked Out of Heaven, Natalie.
What else do we have from that record? We have Young Girls, Gorilla.
And When I Was Your Man.
I think it's good.
Yeah.
From that.
All right, so we can lose those three. All right, so where are we at? Eight or seven? I think it's eight.
Yeah, because 6 was Uptown Funk. All right. Finesse,
yep.
24 Karat Magic, Perm, When I Was Your Man, Young Girls, Gorilla, Uptown Funk, Grenade. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So two of these. Versace on the Floor, Too Good to Say Goodbye, The Lazy Song, Runaway Baby. Is any of that feel like, you know what, we don't need?
I feel like just to...
I almost feel like...
show the diversity of him as a songwriter, we have to put in The Lazy Song.
I actually was literally about to say that, because it's different from all the rest. I mean, so is Runaway Baby.
Because the first song I heard from him was that guest he did on, I think it was B.O.B., but it was like, it was kind of like that style where it was like, I want to be a millionaire so fucking bad, that song. Like,
yeah.
So, yeah, like that was my introduction to him, is that kind of songwriting. And then I was like, oh shit, this guy's like a great pop artist. Like,
yeah.
So, yeah, we got to include that kind of song.
I would be fine with adding Runaway Baby and Lazy Song, because that would give us 3 from each album.
Yeah.
And then Uptown Funk.
Yeah, dude, that's perfect. Yeah.
I agree.
Done.
Because as much as I like Versace on the Floor, like looking at this list, I don't think we need it.
Clock it, boys. 31:30.
That's insane.
Can we get into a fight? What are we gonna do?
Let me get these out of here. Man, that's some record time, gents. And you know what? It's cause there isn't much, like, as far as discography. First of all, so like the And again, it's like the Madonna episode. He's agreeable, like. Mm-hmm.
He's easy to love, man.
There's nothing really to hate. And anything you don't like, it's probably because you've overheard it. I mean, that's the way I felt. There was like maybe 2 songs that I heard. I'm like, eh. Almost everything was great, and almost anything could have been on the list. Yeah. So
I wouldn't be upset with anything, any top 10 of his.
Yeah.
Well, and like you said, there's only 3 albums. You blow through them real quickly. So let's just say you got to listen to all 3 albums.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the reality. Is this 10 will be a nice way for you to start, you know, and
sampler,
and then go from there. I highly recommend, it'll take you 2 hours to listen to all 3 albums.
I would start with Unorthodox Jukebox. That is, to me, it's one of the greatest pop records of the last decade.
And I am super interested to hear what the next one sounds like, to see if he stays in that 90s realm, or if he just because there's no like piano ballads really. Like we could hear him just go back to like a piano sound on this next record. I'm really interested to hear what he does next. This guy's on my radar now.
He's got so much fucking swagger, man. Like,
he's got swag. Yeah. He's got the talent to back up the swag.
Yeah, yeah.
And
he's just an awesome guy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's a super nice guy. He's like a good person. Like, to him and Lady Gaga are my favorite pop artists. You know, of our generation.
It's funny because, you know, Bruno has, I think, could be like the next Michael Jackson. Although, you know, we talked about that.
Yeah,
Lady Gaga could be the next Madonna. Like,
I mean, she certainly ripped her off a couple times.
But. Yes,
the culture's just different now than it was 30 years ago. That's all it is.
It's not easy.
That's not ever going to be a thing
again.
No, not in the same way. Nope, I don't. Because first of all, pop music is different now in that it's expanded what it is. Like, pop used to be that Madonna, Michael Jackson sound.
Well, now it's become so oversaturated. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful for having more music, access to more music now. But with that comes you know, if you have 10 different pop stars coming out every week, there's never going to be another Michael Jackson,
because
then you're just going to lose interest next week when somebody else comes out.
That's
so the attention span has gone way down, and the culture is just not the same anymore. Like, I was talking about at practice, this is completely unrelated, but kind of related. We were talking about Cheech and Chong, and I was like, that's a thing that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Like, the closest we've ever had to that in our time is probably Tenacious D, but that's a different, like, monkey there. Like, but that used to be a thing.
Yeah.
You know, you'd have these comedy duos or whatever. They would do skits and you'd put out records, and it just that doesn't happen.
Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis.
Yeah.
And
so what you're saying,
well, you kind of got the Key and Peele a little bit, but again, different style.
Yeah.
I mean, totally different.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is that the 3 of us should get together and write a comedy record.
I said we do a comedy TV show.
Three musicians here.
What did happen to our sketch show we were going to do? Remember that? We were overextending ourselves.
It was, I think it was right there behind the radio station.
What is this? Let's Depress Justin Day? What's going on here? I felt so good like 3 minutes ago. This is weird.
We should have ended the show at 31:30.
No, you're right. Well, I, you know, I'm
it's
looking
my least
at the
favorite. Van Halen album is 31:30. I hate it.
So, I don't want to drag it out because you know we did what we did, and this
is just how it works.
That's how the show works. But let's talk quickly before we get out. So I know you're up for Blues Brothers.
Mm-hmm. We mentioned Jimmy Eat World before the show started as well.
Yes, and I've already started my Jimmy Eat World research, so you're behind. But I mean, it's probably
I just found out about it. 35 minutes ago.
So, like literally. So Jimmy Eat World is on the horizon.
Cake, since I'm gonna go see them
in
August.
Put cake up.
Yeah, I'm going too. You're going. I definitely want to be a cake. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Which, adding into the cake, sorry. We did Ben Folds, but we haven't done Ben Folds 5.
You're right. So I know he's got, how many did they do? I know at least 2.
They have There's 5
forever.
Or 6, I
okay,
think.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Cool. So I'll put that up there, too. But I started a deprogram group. If you're listening to this and you're somebody who's been on the program, then you're probably either already in it. If you're not, just ask. And I'll let you in. Like what I want it to be like a place where we're talking about, you know, bands that we want to do. And let's be honest, Justin kind of, there's bands up there that I just can't remember who suggested them.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. I don't know who to reach out to say, okay, well, this is who's doing what. I also want to start working on, since we just talked about cake is probably going to be the three of us. If there's going to be a panel that's similar, doing more than one episode at a time. Like today would have been a perfect example.
Yeah.
Except for I've got A Tribe Called Quest.
We probably got to blow through this and cake and an hour and a half.
Yeah. 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 I haven't listened to Cake in a while. So I honestly, I don't think I've ever blasted through a full Cake record. I saw them live and they were amazing. So I just never got. I've always liked the radio stuff. But I never listened to an album, so
it's kind of where I am with it. So
Prolonging the Magic is great fucking record.
I will start collecting cake stuff. I'll put them on the list, and then I'll immediately make the panel us. So and then close it off.
We can reconvene right here.
Yeah, and I will say this: Prince. We were talking about Prince. I think it was before we started rolling, but I think Prince is going to be like a 20-man panel. Because everybody wants to do Prince.
I've only got 6 channels on my board. Sorry.
You know what? I'll sit out and listen with an extreme judgment to that episode.
It's going to be interesting because he's definitely going to be somebody we're going to have to frame up. Like as far as this is where we start and this is where we end because we can't do them all.
Like we did with Elvis Costello. Like, you got to pick 8 albums or something because Prince has an album, I mean, for every day of his life.
Well, that's what we did with Stevie Wonder too. We've only done part 1 of Stevie Wonder. Yep. We're still missing that second half.
Which that will happen later this year if I can get a hold of Zach.
Okay.
We're going to be doing Alice Cooper part 2. I'm going to do the Alfredo sessions up in Richmond. We're going to do 4 episodes with Alfredo Torres because he hasn't been back since the show started back up. And Alice Cooper part 2 is going to be one of them, which means we're officially diving into part 2s, which means Elvis Costello should be back up soon and Stevie Wonder soon.
Perfect. So deprogrammed part 2. Yes. The show is part 2.
Yes, yes. And, you know, again, since we went short, I want to bounce this idea out there to the listener. I want to do take 2s of some bands. And what I was thinking is and especially for the group, is putting out the list that part 1 or take 1 got and say, okay, tell us which ones we got wrong. And then we'll remove those. And then the panel can reconvene and like Smashing Pumpkins. You didn't get to do Smashing Pumpkins. So take 2, you would be in the Smashing Pumpkins take 2. And then we would defend the ones that don't make it or bring new songs to the table.
So would you bring the old panel back and have them against the new panel? Like a battle royale kind of thing?
Could also do that.
You have to defend why you didn't have me on the first show.
Because I'm stupid and can't read through lines.
I don't know how y'all didn't know I was fucking sad.
I know, right? How did I not know? I don't know. Well, here's the problem is I had tunnel vision at the time, and David Henretta, I don't know if you know him, he was in Sons of Godzilla and Alpha Whale, but he
was a huge Pumpkins fan, and him and I talked about it like all the time. So like, and then me and Dan talked about it all the time. So it was like, I was like, well, these two guys, because I know, and
yeah. Well, that, and that's what I'm stupid. That's what I like about Deprogrammed is you've got. I mean, you know a lot of people as it is, but even if it's someone you're kind of casual friends with, and they're like, oh no, I really want to do the show, you're all for it, dude. Like you like bringing this community, this group together to talk music.
It's a blast, and I'm so happy to have it back in my life because. I missed doing this show. I even Bruno. Bruno was a complete discovery for me. Like obviously I'd heard the radio stuff, but I never ingested the radio stuff. I just heard it and I paid it no mind because it was what it was. He's some pop artist. What do I care? The amount of bands that the Twilight Singers. I would, even though Bob for literally a decade plus has been telling me, listen to the Twilight Singers. Yeah. I never would have done it. If
it's
it
his
wasn't
email,
for the show.
Isn't it?
Yeah, Twilight Bob. Yeah, I won't put out the numbers, but Twilight Bob. Yeah. well, in the Afghan Whigs last year, I never would have done that. I never would have dived into Stevie Wonder the way I did, and
Steely Dan too.
Steely Dan, which is funny because Steely Dan is still the one that I go, I'm never going to listen to them again. I liked my time with them. It's poor Keith, because
I get it. It's a very, you got to have a certain taste for them.
And
I get it.
They were good. I enjoyed my time with them, but I'm never going to go back. And I feel that way. Norma Jean comes out this week. I really enjoyed my time with Norma Jean, but they're like this super heavy metal band. I have to be in the mood
to
listen
to that.
Norma
Jean in, I don't know how long, since high school probably.
Yeah, well, and you know, I did it and I enjoyed it, but.
Well, if the listener wants to listen to Steely Dan or Norma Jean, they're on your Patreon or Podbean, right?
If you want, you can dig back because I left. It's the same Patreon as the RFR one.
Okay,
I converted to GMYD. GMYD's kind of dormant, so
oh good. So I'm already contributing.
Yeah, and so I was like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and it's Oh Hi Justin now.
Okay,
Patreon.com/ Oh Hi Justin because Oh Hi is finally going to happen, Keith. I'm finally going to do Oh Hi.
What's Oh Hi?
Oh Hi, Justin. It's really going to be a bunch of different shows where I'm going to play video games with people or just have conversations. Really, it's going to be an umbrella for everything that Justin does is the way anything I'm
Wait,
doing.
Did you just refer to yourself in the third person
mm-hmm.
just now?
I mean, are you surprised?
Yeah, come on. Who am I?
Who are you, me? Come on.
But, you know, I've been writing some scratch tracks for These Ghouls, which is my upcoming project. If I ever get a band around me, it'll be
Oh,
a band.
Hi, Mark.
Sorry, it took me a little while. I didn't have my buttons here, so I had to... It's
cutting-edge technology here.
Yeah. But, yeah, man, I just want to do more stuff, and there's so many ideas that have just been... Oh, Hi has been on the back burner for years. I never got to do
Oh, hi, Mark.
See? And... I'm going to finally do it, and it's going to be shows, and it's going to be podcasts, it's going to be my band, and it's going to be a lot of fun. $1 gets you all the These Ghouls demo tracks. $5 a month gets you like whatever video content WrestlePals is putting out, and it gets you, Slack. You can get in the WrestlePals Slack if you want, and then it also gets you access to our lens, the Patreon lens, which is like just live video.
Is there a deprogrammed Slack or is it just the WrestlePals?
It's just the WrestlePals right now. But I might eventually start a deprogrammed one too as we grow, which reminds me, Nuclear Club. Big fans of the show. Thank you so much. I don't know if you guys got a chance to listen to that yet. These
not
dudes
yet.
Are from Scotland.
I wasn't sure if you sent it to us by mistake or
no,
not.
I've become a Nuclear Club whore.
Okay.
They slid up in my DMs. And I was like,
yeah, they did.
Yeah, they did. I was like, who dis? And they're like, hey, Justin, we'd like you to listen to our band. We're very big fans of the show. And I was like, wait, I'll listen to your band, but wait.
You're fans of the show?
We're very big fans of Deprogrammed. I was like, what? Those exist? Nuclear Club from Scotland. You should definitely check it out. If you're following me on the Twitter at the Hulkster, then you've seen the link go out.
Whoa, dude!
Go listen to Nuclear Club. They're really good. Like I likened them to. There's like a Silver Sun Pickups feel with Tom York singing.
I mean, I'm in now.
Okay, yeah.
Like there's definitely a Radiohead feel to some of these tunes, and they're really, really good. And I'm like, why are you listening to my show? I don't understand.
So much better than this.
But yeah, Nuclear Club. See, there's the gimmicks.
Yeah, how about that?
I wrote a song called Ruru Loves FTC, and the FTC stands for French Toast Crunch.
Ooh, French Toast Crunch.
I can dig it. Yeah, sorry. For those listening, we just pulled up the Patreon on the computer here. So,
and I guess with that, I'll start the big sell. Patreon.com/OhHiJustin. You know, if you can throw a dollar my way, it'd be greatly appreciated. There's
spell high just to make sure, but you know, because internet speak spelled differently than how you might have it.
Yeah.
In the URL.
So O H H I Justin. And patreon.com, and check that out. If you've got
Hi Mark.
If you've got a buck that you can spare a month, then hop in, man. I've got lofty goals. Let's just say that there's a lot of stuff I want to do if I can raise the money to do it.
We'll do it live.
Yeah, we will, because it's true. You can also subscribe on the iTunes. You can subscribe on Google Play. You can subscribe on Stitcher. You can like the Facebook page, the Program VA. You can follow me on Twitter at the Hulkster. You can also go check out any of these playlists on my Spotify, which is The Real Truth. And one last time, here's the 10 that we came up with, because we blasted through it, folks. But Bruno Mars, it's just agreeable. It's just agreeable. We came up with Finesse, 24 Karat Magic, Perm, When I Was Your Man, Young Girls, Gorilla, Uptown Funk, Grenade, The Lazy Song, and Runaway Baby as our top 10. So, that being said, Bruno Mars, learn them, love them, people. We'll see you next week. Later.